This is a dispatch from the Institute of Magical Historicity. These dispatches come in from across our worldwide network in New York, Zurich, Rochester, Prague, and San Francisco. They are written and read by Institute President Benjamin Wax and scored by the Dean of Aesthetics, Ariel Cruz. They have been peer-reviewed for accuracy by the Council of Three and fact-checked by Institute staff. For more information, visit magicalhistoricity.com. Deprivation. Once, very long ago, the world and all who lived on it were protected by a goddess. Great was her power, but infinite was her mercy, and her sacred voice breathed in the ears of every living thing, offering wisdom and asking forbearance for the folly of others. And so the world was at peace. But avarice boiled in the heart of a wizard who had grown strong across the many centuries of his coarse life, and he wished to rule over the minds of other men if only the goddess did not rule their hearts. He cursed her, but in vain, for her power was greater than his, and even he could not resist her divine voice in his ear. When she asked his mercy and compassion for those he would rule, his will melted at her breath, and he gave it. But when she was not speaking directly to him, his wish for uncontested strength and unbound power grew like a weed that kept him from sunlight. At last he vowed to undertake a terrible sacrifice for the sake of power over other men. So he boiled gold in a pot of steel, traced runes on the surface of the bubbling liquid with a knife of petrified wood, and with great screaming and cries, poured half the mixture in each ear, deafening himself, down to his very soul, to all the sounds that ever were. And now he could not hear the words of the goddess, no matter what she said. But when he began to burn a forest to conquer the woodcarvers who lived within, the goddess appeared before him, bathed in radiance, and her eyes were sad and imploring, her face hopeful and vulnerable. And though he could not hear her voice, his greed scattered like mist under the morning sun. And he ended his campaigns of conquest whenever her eyes turned to him. So, under a new moon, he took pins of silver that had been thrust into the body of a stillborn child and pierced his eyes, blinding himself down to his very soul, to all the sights that ever were. And now he could not see the form of the goddess, no matter how she glowed. But when he kept earthquakes as dogs to guard his riches and extort farmers for their crops, the hands of the goddess brushed against his shoulders, and his body shivered, and his anger and covetousness fell from his bones and onto the ground like rain. And so the earth trembled no more. But he mixed nightshade in the mud of a lake where fishermen drowned in fierce storms, and placed it upon his skin until his sense of touch was poisoned, numbing himself down to his very soul, to all the sensations that ever were. Now, at last, the goddess could not reach him in any of her aspects, and so his magic flashed across the world unchecked. He could harm whoever he wished, and other men, seeing his power, came to him and asked to do these things and sought to become his apprentices. He taught them how to cripple themselves so that they too might wield power over others. And so it is that the rulers of the world, down to this day, are men who are deaf, blind, and numb to the beauty that would protect us all. This has been a dispatch from the Institute of Magical Historicity. The Institute is headquartered in San Francisco, with major affiliate offices in New York, Zurich, Rochester, and Prague. Dispatches are released twice a month on iTunes, SoundCloud, and other services, with additional dispatches provided exclusively to Institute members. Dispatches cannot be taken for credit, but can serve as course prerequisites. We'd like to thank our supporters, including Sharma Hendel, Kimba Standridge, and Melinda Green. The Institute is a signatory to the Johannesburg Protocols and is in no way affiliated with Benjamin Winter or his estate. For more information, including a selection of workshops, books, artifacts, and certifications in magical historicity, visit magicalhistoricity.com. You can support the Institute or become a member on Patreon at patreon.com/magicalhistoricity.